Sunday morning, 12/29/19, Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called The Kingdom of God Be Like. ... The Kingdom of God Be Like. ... It's a transition from one world to another. Come out from under the God of this world and into the Kingdom of God. This transition comes about by the renewing of mind process, Romans 12:1-2. It's your first spiritual act of worship. If a person will not do this, then they won't come out. John heralded the coming of Jesus by saying, he said this three times, Mark 3:2, Matthew 4:17, Mark 1:15. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The Amplified says, change your mind. That's the renewing of the mind process. Repent simply means to change your way of thinking, to come out of old ways of thinking into the kingdom of God. And the renewing process happens. The Word of God helps you renew your mind from one kingdom to the other kingdom. Okay, we're going to look at a few more scriptures here. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 14. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the sons of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. And no man putteth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old wineskins, else the wineskins break, and the wine runneth out, and the wineskins perish, but they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. That's stated three times. You can see it in Mark 2 and in Luke 5, talking about new wine has to go into new wineskins. If you be in an old wineskin, the kingdom's poured into you, it will just waste. It'll burst your skin. You can't take it. You have not gone through the changing your mind process to be able to receive. This is how all who will cross over will cross over, just like the second generation of Israelites crossed over the Jordan. Their parents were not able to do so. They said, we be not able. They be as grasshoppers in our sight. That was the way they thought. And so they couldn't go into Canaan, which was their promised land. Their children, however, sided with Joshua and Caleb. And they said, we'll take the hills with the giants on it. We'd be well able to go in and take the land. 2020, the year of the kingdom of God, the manifestations of the Son of God. The kingdom of God be like. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures. Mark 4:26. Kept hearing that. And I kept seeing in the help when she asked Maybelline or whatever her name was, what had she thought about something? She said, I feels. I just kept hearing that, I feels. I thought, the kingdom of God be like. I don't know. I just heard it. That's the way I heard it. A lot of times the Lord speaks to me through movies. I know that's weird, but anyway. Mark 4:26. That's not what I'm looking for. Hold on. I don't have it marked in this Bible. All right. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So the kingdom of God be like, you sow it, you rest. And when it comes to fruition, you put in the sickle. Matthew 13. Verse 24. And another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. So the kingdom of God is about sowing and reaping. You can read the whole parable if you want to. Then one more, Luke 13. Verse 18. Then said he, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden. It grew and became a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Think about that. One seed caused a huge tree that all the beasts of the field could partake of. That's fatness. That's richness. That's how you get rich in the kingdom of God. All right.